Welcome in, everybody. It's another Tuesday night live edition of 410 Sports Talk. I'm James Haskell, along with my co-host Glenn Martin, and of course DK in the background. Glenn, I tell you what, it's funny, man, because you guys, none of you guys know this, but every time we do a show, we always contemplate between live and like recorded. And recorded videos are great and like they're important. Man, live is just so much more fun. So for it's sure. Like, gosh, if we could just go live all the time and that was all we did, it'd be great. But ultimately, we're here live tonight. I'm excited about it. How you doing this evening on a Tuesday?
Doing well. O's are in the lead. Training camp is starting. I mean, what more could we ask for as a Baltimore sports fan? What's going on, Lindsay? What's going on, Walter? Appreciate you guys coming out with us. But yeah, I mean, this is an exciting time. The stadium practice is just a few days away at this point. And then, of course, the big training, the training camp practice at the facility just a week away. So, yeah, can't be more excited. And, you know, the more and more you get to know some of the new guys on the team, it also adds to the excitement. I don't know if you or anyone who's watching has had an opportunity to go watch. I think it's the most recent episode of The Lounge. They had Zay Flowers on. And my goodness, this guy, he might be already my favorite Raven.
What's he saying? No dog, no diva, all dog, or something like that?
Dude, yeah, that's right. There's no D. If you're looking for the D word to describe him, it ain't diva, okay? This guy is just so likable. I mean, you just see his passion for football. His smile is so infectious. I mean, he is going to be a fan favorite in a big, big way. And I think he's also going to be a huge, huge contributor.
Yeah, I just think the cool thing about it that is really funny to me. Now, this is all theoretical, right? We've got to see him do this on the field. But from a mindset standpoint, he is, to me, the very opposite of, like, Hollywood Brown. Where, like, I always, Glenn, you remember this. I have receipts on this. I always had a thing about, like, I felt like he felt a little entitled. A little, like, entitled being a first rounder. Where I feel like Zay still has that, like, genuine passion, hunger, and drive. As if he was a late round pick. I'm so excited for Zay Flowers. Funny story really quickly about hunger. We all know who David Goggins is, right? David Goggins, I just listened to this book called Living with a Seal, where the owner of the Atlanta Hawks decided to have David Goggins live with him for a month. David Goggins likes to go to bed literally hungry. So in the morning he can wake up hungry and work out harder. That's Zay Flowers, dude. Like, he has this like hunger about him that's exciting, and it's magnetizing, and it draws you in. It's exciting just to hear him talk, and I'm excited to see him out there, man.
Yeah, he's gonna be. And you know what's got to make EDC feel pretty good is when he hears him explain, you know, his loyalty to BC and how he came back to Boston College despite the fact that the NIL money exploded and he had an opportunity to go elsewhere, had other programs reaching out to him, letting him know, look, this is the kind of money you could make if you come here. He felt the need to kind of give back to the program that supported him when nobody else was looking to, and you know, kind of help make him who he was. And so he went back. And I know that's got to make someone like Eric DaCosta, who may be involved in a contract negotiation in a few years, feel pretty good to know that he's got, you know, that kind of loyalty about him. Has got to make him feel good. We don't have to worry about, like some people are saying, like some of the disgruntled around the league, like we've seen with Stephon Diggs, who's got he looks like he's having a bit of a contract issue in Buffalo.
Yeah. Now look, money and time change.
True.
Like, change situations. But ultimately, the other thing I believe is that money really magnifies who you already are. I think if you're a charitable person, if you're a loyal person, you're just going to be more of that. If you're a selfish jerk, well, you're going to have more power to be more of that, right?
Yeah,
so, like,
true.
You know, I think ultimately it'll hopefully highlight. And that's why, look, Lamar said it. Like, he never really wanted to go anywhere.
Right.
He's outright said it. I thought it was so funny when he said his presser. He was like, I never actually want to go anywhere. Like, it was always here. So, yeah, I'm so excited about Zay Flowers. Not looking too bad these days, Glenn, with my early prediction. And man, he's looking like he's going to be a player. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, well, let's get right into it then. The reason why it looks like he may be more important than even we thought is the news now that Rashad Bateman starts training camp on the PUP list, which I just want to make sure, you know, because I think there's a lot of people seeing that they're kind of overreacting, thinking, oh my goodness, this means he has to miss this many games. At this point, he can be activated off that PUP list, return to action, you know, whenever the medical staff or the trainers decide he's fit to participate. It's only if he starts the regular season on the PUP list that he's forced to miss those mandatory games. So no worries just yet. But Jimbo, I mean, we said it when we saw the shot before this, you know, this month or 6 week break they had before training camp. We were a little nervous, but you know, they said, hey, it's just no worries. It's just some pain that they're trying to get it. But now he's starting on PUP. I mean, Jimbo, what are your thoughts on Rashad Bateman? And are you starting to get worried?
You know, I am starting to get a little worried for Rashad. Now, the only thing we don't have clarity on, he got the procedure done. And generally with that procedure requires a screw in the foot, right?
I thought he's already had that removed.
You're right. It has already removed, hasn't it?
I thought so.
Because they were talking about it got removed. He was running well. They're expecting a lot and this, that, and the other. Because it would make me, I don't know if this is odd or not, but it would make me feel less concerned if it was still there and he was having pain. But now that it's not there and he's having some pain, it is a little nerve wracking, right? Like ultimately, I think it's just a pain tolerance thing, but you hope that there's nothing structurally that's continuing to cause the nagging. So yeah, my short answer without getting much more long-winded is, yeah, I'm a little concerned about this. I mean, ultimately, he's a guy that we're counting on to contribute. Can we count on him to contribute? That's the real question.
Yeah, and right now, I mean, again, you're not getting better if you're not participating. You're not you know, building the chemistry and learning the offense and learning the nuance of a new offense that looks like it requires some pretty big detail in the route running. I mean, I don't know, man. It's just a shame because, like, people are pointing to Perryman, and I get it because if you look at the statistics, he's, you know, their career as a Raven. You know, Bateman's better, but not by much. And so I get the comparisons, but I'll say the difference for me is that Rashad Bateman has shown flashes far greater than any flashes Rashad Perryman shown when he was here. Like, we saw hints that this guy could be something special. And I think that's the most frustrating part of it. It's not the fact that he was a high round pick, at least not for me. It was the fact that he's shown he could be so damn good and so important, but you can't do anything if you're in the trainer room.
Right. Yeah. Ultimately, I feel like it's a different scenario because with Rashad, it was always, we wanted validation that it was real. And it was the frustration that we never got that opportunity, where with Bateman, it's a bummer. You feel bad for the kid because you've seen him put it together.
Yep.
You know, and so we're hoping for the best for him. But certainly, like you said, I mean, it has a cascading effect on the entire room. The Ravens have made some roster moves in that room. But, you know, before we even get to that, you talked about Zay Flowers. But now, if we can't, we're hoping we can depend on Rashad, and this kind of levels all things out. But, like, you think about Odell's going to have to do more. And this is his first time back in real action coming off the knee. You talk about Devin Duvernay. You talk about, you know, some of these other guys that you're expecting to play a smaller role offensively that are now having to do more. It gets a little scary. But the nice thing is, Glenn, I think in this room specifically, now I'm going to say this and I'm going to knock on wood at the same time. We have some contingencies, right?
True.
Like, hopefully we won't experience the things we did, you know, what, 2 years ago at this point, this year again, right? Like, in a same room where you just have a rash of injuries. But if we, you know, have a guy like Bateman who's in and out of the lineup, we're not going to DeMarcus Robinson. No offense to DeMarcus Robinson, right? But, like, he's a number four.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm nervous for Bateman, but ultimately I don't know how nervous I am for the room in and of itself as of yet.
Right. Unless we have one of those cornerback years where we're like, man, we got to cut a good corner because we got too many. And then, like, 3 weeks later, it's like we're picking off the scrap heap because all of them got hurt.
Well, same thing with the running back room, remember?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You end up with Le'Veon Bell out of retirement.
Le'Veon Bell and who was the other dude? We had Devontae Freeman and
Latavius Murray.
Latavius Murray.
Yep.
The 6'8 running back.
Let's hope that it does. Hey, Latavius still doing it, still getting it done.
Oh yeah,
I think he was in Denver last year in a pretty bad situation, but he's still getting it done. But
yeah,
I hope for the best for Rashad Bateman. But I think this is a good segue to talk about our next topic. You know, Marcus Peters will not be coming to Baltimore as the news breaks. He signs a 1-year deal with the Las Vegas Raiders. No surprise there. I think that was his second or third visit back. And
yeah,
Max says Rock Ya-Sin gonna be a love him or hate him player after Peters. Yeah, I mean, that's the question, because here's the thing. Every misplay Rock has, they're going to say you should have signed Peters. Right. But, you know, so he's in a tough spot. But
that's unfair.
Say,
they're different players.
That's true. And he's look, he's a young guy. I think he's going to play well for us. And look, as much as I wanted Peters back, I get why the organization decided to go with a younger option.
Yeah, and I don't know. The last thing I saw about Peters' deal, the details of it haven't been disclosed, right? So I'm going to guess that Rocky Sin was the younger and cheaper option.
Yeah.
It's just my assumption, right, based on Peters' production in the past. So, yeah, mm-hmm. It's hard to turn a deal up like that, or a deal away like that. So, but ultimately, I'm going to miss Marcus Peters, the absolute dog. I think he will be one of my favorite defensive Ravens in this era of Ravens football that we've ever had on our team. A guy that I'm guessing people in 5 years will forget. Oh yeah, he was a Raven, but he was extremely impactful.
Well, I think, in my opinion, he was an all pro here. So I think he'll,
Because of the short tenure. Like, yeah, I feel like the young kids are going to be like, wait,
well, also he didn't have that tumultuous breakup. Like when he left the Chiefs, it was like, get him the hell out of here. When he left the Rams, they were saying, get him the hell out of here. It wasn't like that here. Just didn't work out.
You know? And maybe maybe they did have that, but it was
behind the closed doors. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, maybe it really was that bad. Lamar,
I don't know though. He did.
Recover from this one, Coach.
That's like, true. He did go ham on him, but he had that tweet where he said he missed us. You know, he missed his guys. So
yeah,
maybe Bummer. It's not so bad on his end. But yeah, I think they have a good contingency in Rocky Sin. I do wish they added a little bit more depth, which I think we're going to get into here in a little bit. Asmodeus says, in honor of number four, here are your flowers. Yes. Thank you.
Love it.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. We're looking forward to seeing all that he can do this year and hoping for health.
Yes.
My goodness.
Speaking of health, Jimbo, we got to get into it.
Yep.
The Ravens signed a new long snapper.
Yep.
Tyler Ott, former Pro Bowl special teamer. And of course, the reason they signed a new long snapper is because Nick Moore, the team's current long snapper, tore his Achilles during training for the upcoming training camp. So disappointed to see Nick Moore get hurt. I mean, I know they had a pretty good system last year. Everything went pretty smooth from a snap perspective. I didn't see any wild snaps or anything like that. So let's hope Tyler can fill in admirably.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, ultimately you just want to get the best out there. And I believe in the Ravens training staff to evaluate, identify, and then go sign guys specifically. I mean, we're talking about special teams. Who has a better track record than the Baltimore Ravens from a special team standpoint? You know, at those three positions, you'd be difficult to find. You know, I mean, you go from Sam Cook to Justin Tucker. And now I'm forgetting the kid's name. Who's the rookie we got out of Penn State? That's the kicker.
Oh, Stout.
Stout. Not a fan of the hair, but I'm all right with he's a good punter, so I'll deal with it. And yeah, this guy's a former Pro Bowler. So yeah, hoping that all this can work out. And I'm hoping that this is as bad as it gets from an injury standpoint.
Right. Right. Yeah. You know? Let's stop now.
Yeah. But the other thing, speaking of injuries, we got to talk about too is, you know, there've been rumors about Kyle Van Noy. And I think a lot of that has been, explained today by the video of a limping Tyus Bowser with his knee wrapped up.
Yeah.
That was a bummer. Honestly, I don't know if any of you guys did know about this. I didn't know about the injury prior to this. I didn't know he was going on PUP. I mean, I don't know how he would have, but it was new to me.
Yeah. They kept that pretty hush hush. I was trying to find the video, but of course now I'm having trouble doing so, but yeah, I think that, they definitely kept that quiet. It's a bummer because I think Tyus, you know, I was excited. And look, this doesn't mean that, you know, we're not going to get anything out of Tyus, but it's certainly a setback and you don't want to see it. But it makes sense why we've seen some of the most recent video. Here we go. I have the video here because, right. Yeah, I mean, I think it's important.
We got a copyright claim on our last live, so I'm not sure what we did different.
I know. Well, this one,
we were bagging on the NFL Network guy.
I think that's all it is. Yeah, this one I think is silent, which helps. I think audio doesn't do us any favors. Let me see here. Here we go. But they obviously did a good job, but it makes sense that when we see the recent visits from Kyle Van Noy, because, I mean, as you can see here in the video that's eventually going to pop up on the screen here.
Yeah, it's up there.
A pretty noticeable limp and a heavy wrap on the right knee. Also kind of surprised he didn't try and conceal this, but I guess at this point, why do it? But Kyle Van Noy makes a whole lot more sense. He's a very similar player to Tyus Bowser in that he can do a lot of different things. He can play outside linebacker, inside linebacker. He can drop in coverage. He's had at least 5 sacks in, I think, 5 consecutive years. So he's just a jack of all trades, similar to Tyus Bowser. So I think in seeing this video, it would be a huge addition to bring Kyle Van Noy on board.
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%. And I am interested to see. I mean, I don't know the he came in. Do we have any other details outside of the fact that they're talking and they've had conversations? I haven't heard anything since.
Well, the only thing I did see is that he said, and I wonder why he would be doing this. I saw a tweet that's from Kyle Van Noy, I believe, that said, I just did the Ravens conditioning test. And then he said, at home, pretty good workout. So why would he be doing the Ravens conditioning test at home where if he doesn't plan on having to do it? So to me, I think it's signs are pointing in the right direction, unless he just really loves to work out and wanted a new program. But yeah, I think he's in line to be on board, and that'd be nice, man.
Yeah, no, for sure. Kyle Van Noy is a leader. He's a smart football player. He's savvy. He's versatile. I think one of the reasons that he's lasted so long in the NFL and found success is because he's a smart football player. He's different than a Justin Houston or a JPP. And I'm not counting on him to get 9 sacks to be a sack specialist. But just like you said, I'm counting on him to be the utility guy in the room, right? Like to be able to fill in anywhere and play admirably and play well. So I also feel compelled because people are talking about it, and I was reading about it a little bit today, to talk about the rumors around Chase Young. We've talked about this before, but they seem to be a little more substantiated, unless this is just a straight up Twitter driven narrative. But there are some people that have the little blue check and, you know, that have some clout that have been talking about this. Glenn, have your feelings at all changed? I think last time, if I'm not mistaken. Well, I guess if the last time the trade focused on PQ, right? Like that seemed to be the centerpiece. So it seems like that's kind of not in the discussion anymore, unless you see something different. But I'm seeing other scenarios being talked about. How are you feeling about this whole situation right now?
Yeah, I mean, originally we did that video, like you said, with Patrick Queen being a part of the trade package. If he's removed, because I didn't like that. I didn't want to, I think Patrick Queen's the better player to this point. He's the far more reliable player. The guy really never misses games, whereas Chase Young certainly can't say that. He's been more productive. And I love him next to Roquan. But if you're taking him out of the equation, just saying, would I invite and welcome him as a new addition? Absolutely, especially if the price is right. If you're not asking for a top-end draft pick and we can get him for the correct price, it's pretty clear that the Ravens wanted to add to the room. They kicked the tires on bringing in defensive lineman Dwayne Smoot. Looks like he kind of used the Ravens to up the price tag at the offer to come back home to Jacksonville, and he did so just before he was scheduled to visit here. But just the fact that they brought him in, a guy who's a consistent pass rusher, tells me that they wanted to at least add something to that room. So I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility. I think it would be surprising to see that name get brought in. But to a lesser degree, it was surprising to see them bring in Melvin Gordon, and they brought him in just a couple days ago. So I don't think it's completely out of the realm of possibility, but I really would be disappointed if Pat Queen was involved.
Yeah, I think I've come around to your I would still be less disappointed if the move was made, because I would be excited, like super excited, if Chase worked out and then we got the opportunity to sign him long term.
Yeah.
If it happened to work out. But I still understand your point. If there's a way to get this done without PQ being involved, man, that would be so fun, because then you got those 3 young boys on the edge with a lot of hunger, with a lot to prove, all 3 of them, right? For different reasons. I think that causes for, you know, a combination of situational or of situations that will cause for a lot of production on the football field for the Ravens. So it's exciting stuff. I'm interested to see what happens, if it's substantiated or not. I don't know. We'll see in the next few days. But if I had to put, you know, if I had to take a look in the crystal ball, I don't think it happens.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a long, I It really just depends on what the asking price is. I think.
And what's the mood? What's the mood of that franchise right now? You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, right now it's excitement. It's happiness. It's right.
But what I mean is that, like, you know, they're building this whole new culture. Do they want to get rid of a young guy who could be a culture builder, who could be important for them? Like, they could totally just want to boot him, or they could be like, you know what? We need to shake the trees on this and see what we can get going on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that totally depends on how they look at him as a player. If they look at him as a cornerstone guy, or if they look at him as a guy who's not fitting the culture they're trying to build. But yeah, that's a organization that's, I think, in for a lot of change. So I wouldn't be shocked if they're up for a total rebuild. They don't have a quarterback yet. So tanking for the number one pick and getting what's the USC guy that everybody's going for? Caleb Williams.
Oh, the quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't put that past them. I think they're going to be fighting
some teams. Lost to Utah twice last year.
Just yeah, saying. Let him know.
He painted Utah sucks on his fingers. Dude, and then really? Got worked. I think he threw three picks in that game. Yeah. Go ahead. Take him.
I mean, not to bring up.
He's a Caleb winner. Williams. Real winner there. He's a whiz.
Don C helping you out, Jimbo.
Oh, there you go. Thanks. I appreciate it, Don C. For Jimmy's protein shakes fun, he will need to defend his choice of receivers and slander spoken by one Kadri Ismail. Yeah, you say I got a beef up? Is that what I got to do so I can defend myself? Yeah,
hey man, this ain't a long distance race.
That's
man.
Right, dude. I've been doing my push. You know what I mean? I'm doing my push ups a little bit.
All right.
I got some.
Watch your curtain. Your curtain.
I know.
There you
Brand
go.
Get the curtain.
Get together.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
But no, I mean, I appreciate that, Don C. Thanks.
Yeah.
For
thank
the,
you so much. By the way, next race is the end of the next month, and it's in the middle of August, but I'm gonna be here in Baltimore. I'm going to be local this time. So,
okay. How long?
And same.
Come on.
Same distance. 50 kilometers. So 31 and change. Yeah. Gunpowder State Park. Looking forward to it. 4,000 feet of elevation.
And humidity.
Yeah. It's going to be all awesome.
Man.
Chafing and all of it.
Oh, yeah.
Great. I can't wait. I'm excited. So, I don't have to go anywhere for it.
Well, there you go. At least you get to sleep in your own bed.
Right.
That's got to feel good. But man, we got so much like news to talk about. It's hard to even like get into some stuff, but got a lot of roster turnover. So let's just get into a couple quick ones. Done and over is the Andy Isabella project project as of right now. I guess it's not out of the realm of possibility he could come back to the team, but Ravens did release wide receiver Andy
Crazy
Isabella.
That James Crochet is still on this team and Andy Isabella gone. Crazy in my opinion. Like, I know
James Crochet
has been here longer, but I think Andy has a higher ceiling.
Well, I think he just does more things too, right? Like,
yeah,
he can impact, I think, in more ways. But also released wide receiver Mike Thomas. And then kind of a corresponding move to that, they claimed wide receiver Mekhi Polk, who I think a lot of people remember spent last preseason here in Baltimore before ultimately getting released near the end of preseason. So a little bit different there, but I think Andy Isabella could be that guy who's kind of on the shuttle in between the practice squad, maybe get released, but he brings a lot of value. So I wouldn't be surprised if he's back, but any thoughts of Mekhi Polk adding much more to the rooms other than just a body?
Yeah, I'm not super excited about that one. I mean, it is what it is. Yeah. We'll see. There's always every once in a while there's a dark horse guy that comes out of nowhere, but I don't know if I see one this year. I mean, if there is, it's the Maryland kid because of the size. So yeah, that's how I feel about it.
All right, and then the team also activated Rashad Nichols off the PUP list. Yep. So shout out to him getting back out there with his teammates.
Yep.
And then that's about as far as that kind of news goes.
Well, and I think we I don't know if you might have already mentioned this, Glenn, but I know the Ravens, not officially yet, but they're talking to the former corner from the Steelers. What's his name again? Jeez, it was
Arthur Mollett, I think is how you say. You
Which I tell you what, man, the Steelers have had some rough corners in the past, and so I don't know how I feel about digging into that well. I feel like they've struggled at that position for a decent amount. I could be wrong, but I feel like they've had a rough go at DB.
Well, I mean, he's kind of fits what I think they're looking for. He's played in 45% of Pittsburgh's defensive snaps and 35% of their special team snaps. So that, you know your guy, John's going to love that. But he's an inside guy, right? He's a slot corner, which I think they needed. Makes sense because they're gonna leave Rock and Marlon on the outside. They needed somebody in case Pepe, who's also, I believe, on the PUP list.
Yeah.
In case he's not ready. So I think he fits a need, but he doesn't blow my hair back, that's for sure.
Yeah. Dude, I saw the video. I think Pepe's getting the teeth right, dude. They're looking good, man.
Huh?
I think the videos, just like the interviews and like the questions and stuff, Pepe's grill's looking good, dude. The teeth are looking. Yeah, man. I get it. You get the money, you gotta take care of yourself.
You gotta take it. You've worked a long time. You gotta do a little bit of taking care of yourself.
Hey,
just don't go crazy, right?
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. So,
yeah.
Don't go Sammy Sosa.
Did Sammy Sosa go? I know Shaq went ham in his first.
Look up Sammy Sosa right now, he doesn't look like the same human being.
Oh, well, that's a whole different. I'm talking about overspending your money,
Sorry, Sosa, I just meant like altering yourself.
No, he doesn't look recognizable. No,
Jesus, right. This thing is, I'm going to lose my mind here.
Oh, my goodness. Wrestling with the arms backwards is always a good look.
This is what makes this show fun, all right? It's just one of the quirks.
It's peeks behind the scenes right here. That's all that is. It's a busy time around the castle.
Are we missing anything else?
Well, I saw they had a bunch of pressers today. Yep. We heard from Mark Andrews. We heard from who else? Morgan Moses, who, by the way, his beard, dude, it's way more legendary than James Harden's at this point. Like, it is dense. It's thick. Yeah. It puffs off his face
right
about
off 13 the face.
Inches. And then it is just, I mean, it is a massive, massive beard. I've kind of brought this up in fighting, and I know we're not like the biggest fight fans, but in UFC, I see some guys with beards, some guys without. Don't you think a beard as dense as that gives you some advantages in taking a punch? It might.
I don't know. Yeah. DK said he might try and grab it. Yeah, that's true. Like it hides your chin and things. It also hides the steroid use. You know what I mean? If your chin starts to get deformed. You know what I'm talking about? How the chin changes?
Does it get more like...
Yeah, like bulldog-ish. Boxier?
Okay.
All yeah, right. You know, it's very noticeable. But I'll tell you what. So my brother was a wrestler, and he said that he would try and get away with being like 1 or 2 days from a shave because then he could scratch the hell out of somebody. You know?
Oh, dude, that would be brutal.
Yeah, because like you stick your chin in their back and their shoulder blades. And you just... man, like... Yeah.
It feels like Brillo.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's got, and then also we heard from, who else we hear from? Moses Andrews.
Yeah. Yeah. And, Roquan. And what's up? And we appreciate you being in here, man.
Yeah.
Hanging out with the little guys, you know, jeez, appreciate it, man.
No doubt. No doubt. But yeah, we heard from and I tell you, Morgan Moses, he's a fun guy to listen talk to.
He's
excited. It's funny how everyone tiptoes. They want to make sure. It's almost like the PR staff went in, especially in the offensive room, was like, look, guys, try as best you can that while complimenting the new offense and complimenting Todd Monken, you don't take direct shots at Greg Roman. Because it seems like everyone's tiptoeing around what they really like are feeling, especially those offensive guys that are pass catchers.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they're like even Mark Andrews, like, look, I respect Coach Roman and everything he did for us, but now we're going to be able to throw the ball. Dude, it was so funny. You got to listen to it. These guys can't wait. Like, especially the pass catchers cannot wait to get in this new offense.
Well, Mark's got to be thinking, look what I did with Roman as my coordinator. You know, and nobody else. I mean, in a lot of scenarios, really no other threat that is to the caliber of our first four wide receivers we have right now next to him.
Yeah.
You know, and look what he did. So, yeah, that's exciting stuff, man. I'm really so looking forward to it for sure.
And then, of course, Roquan. I mean, if just listening to him talk ball, he gets you absolutely hyped. This guy's ready to run through a wall. It does, you know. The thing I think I like about it is he truly like he's the ideal person like to that you want to sign that big paycheck to.
Yeah,
because he looks at it and goes, okay, now that's done. I can just focus, lay my body on the line. For my teammates, for the organization, He's just you can see why the Ravens were like, yeah, we'll gladly give up whatever we have to get to get that guy in the building, and we will run a contract before he's even done half his season. I mean, this guy barely was here. He's played a half a season. They couldn't wait to sign this guy long term.
Yeah, and why not? Just like you said, right? For all those reasons, from on the field, off the field, mentality, everything, the guy is just he's a Raven through and through, and the position that he plays is perfect. He welcomes the physicality, which has, I think, been a frustration of ours from others who will not be named that play that position. I'm excited about it, man. And Roquan gets me hyped for sure. He has that ability to do so. So I can't wait. Also, did you hear Morgan talking about Zay? Just another person hyped about Zay Flowers.
Maturity, all that.
Right, just add him to the list. Man, I hope I'm not hyping this guy up too much.
I don't think you are, dude. He's just different. He's not like a normal rookie. He's just, look at the confidence. Something's different about that guy. I just hope, I don't even want to bring it up, but you know what I'm thinking.
Oh, for sure.
It's just nothing crazy.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, I think that a lot of that comes from him personally, and there's two things. One, like, the ultimate confidence you have is when you know how many hours you put in and worked, right? Like, nothing else can make you more confident than simply putting in the work. But the other thing, too, is I wonder how much Monken is helping facilitate him and letting him know, like, look, I've worked with a lot of guys in your situation, and making him feel comfortable and bring him along. And so much different than it would be. And I'll never blame Hollywood for this, right? Like, this is such a theoretically, and what we've seen, this is such a better situation for a guy like Zay than Hollywood was in when he came in. And I do feel bad about that, right? From a pass catching standpoint.
He would like this offense a whole lot more, wouldn't he?
Yeah, for sure. I'm sure he's pretty bummed he griped his way out of Baltimore.
Yeah, because he'd right now probably still be catching passes here and be in a position to compete for a title, where Arizona's certainly not in position. But also with Zay mentioned on the lounge, by the way, again, if you haven't seen it, please, go on the Ravens YouTube and check out the newest episode. He talked about the energy brought by Monken and what that does to the room. He said, look, what is coach, mid-50s, sprinting down the field to make sure that a route is done correctly? You don't think that motivates everybody to sprint like heck when you see a guy in his mid-50s out here with this kind of energy, bringing this type of, juice to the offense? Mm-hmm. I mean, and I got to imagine, because – look, and this isn't like a bash on Romy, because I think he did some – I mean, he brought our offense to heights we'd never seen. But at the same time, I never heard the man talk at any of the practices we ever attended. And the only reason you saw him is because he's as broad as he is tall. And so you can't miss Gimli out there. But, I mean, it's so refreshing to have this kind of energy in the practice field. And I think the players are going to benefit from it.
Yeah. I agree with you 100%, man. I cannot wait to see how this whole thing turns out, the great experiment that is Todd Monken. I'm looking forward to it one of these days. Dude, oh my gosh. Literally, look at this. It's literally, like,
you
just
keep
not
moving the camera like it's the camera's fault. It's
I do. Not, hold on. Hold on.
Man.
All right, I've scooted forward. Here we go. All right. Hopefully, I think my back wheel on my chair was touching it, and then it was moving it. So, anyway, all that being said. All right, the other thing I was going to mention is...
By the way, shout out to who's Continuous Go Man. Appreciate you keeping me up to date on those. I do have them on TV, but appreciate you keeping me up to date. Sorry, Jimbo.
Yeah, no, I think Go Man... Yeah, no, not Go Man. Shoot, we owe somebody a Zay Flowers jersey. It just reminded me.
Is that Fly?
No,
I still have it in my wallet. I got you. I still have the paper.
DM'd us. Did you really?
Yeah, I still have it, dude. Fold it up because I want to make sure.
That's how much we care, ladies and gentlemen.
See this?
Look at that, dude.
It's still handwritten stuff on here.
I love it.
Still got it.
That's why. Make sure you guys join us as we have some live events this year.
It was Fly. See, I told you.
Oh, awesome. Okay, perfect. Yeah. Yeah, there we go. All right. I don't he's got a different name. He's funny looking yo, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Funny looking yo fly. Oh my gosh.
Oh man.
Mind.
It took
blown.
Way too long, bruh. All right. Well, we gotta oh, by the way, shout out to I guess thoughts to dude, Bronny, bro.
Yeah, crazy. crazy stuff. Glad he's okay. I don't know if they're going to discover any irregularities in his heart that would cause him to not be able to play anymore. You know?
Dude, that's what I'm thinking. Like, is this going to be like a thing where he's done?
Yeah.
At 18?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Crazy, dude. Crazy. Yeah. Thank goodness he's all right. I mean, he just collapses during USC practice. Rose, you didn't see LeBron James' son, oldest son, at USC practice, collapses on the court, goes into cardiac arrest.
Yeah.
And is now out of intensive care and is stable. But, man, that is insane, dude.
Mm-mm.
Absolutely insane.
Yeah. Scary, man. Scary. Yeah.
But to transition, which is not always easy out of that, man, your boy Justin Herbert got a bag, did he not?
He got a bag. Yeah, I think DK's got the details of it up. He's going to pop up on the screen. Ooh. Yeah, Herbert got 262 and a half over five years. Let's see what Field Yates has to say. Jalen Hurts was the highest paid quarterback per year in the NFL history for 10 days until Lamar signed his deal. Lamar was highest paid for 89 days until Herbert.
Yeah, 89 days.
That's right. There you go, Lamar. And a Joe Burrow deal could end Herbert's new reign.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
He's not going to have it for 24 hours. I think Joe Burrow gets his deal done before he steps foot on an actual, like, practice field.
Yeah.
So the question is it just 265? Is it just another $2.5 million bump?
Yeah, maybe something like that. Maybe a little more.
Do you think
Justin
Herbert deserves this? I'm so torn because he's a hell of a player, but what the hell has he done individually or team?
Right. In comparison to a one Jalen Hurts or Lamar Jackson or
Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
He's a hell of a player, though. I'm not saying that, but what has he done?
Yeah. That's the market for you, man. That's the quarterback market for you. It's.
But a lot of people have him rated higher than Lamar on their quarterback rankings. Like, most people have him rated higher. And I get it. He's a hell of a player.
Yeah, and then
he's
done nothing. Right, and they'll blame everything around him, omitting the fact that Lamar Jackson has never had Mike Williams, has never had, geez a whiz. Who's the...
Oh, my God, I can see his face.
Bald with the big beard.
He's slow.
Yeah, route runner. Get.
Keenan Allen.
Cut you up. Keenan Allen. Yeah, I mean, even Austin Eckler.
I mean, he's maybe
talent.
Him and Christian McCaffrey are fighting for the best overall running back.
Like,
in the
Lamar's
league.
Never had any weapons to that extent, and he's just been a better football player than Justin Herbert, which is crazy to think about, right? Not knocking Mark, you know, by any stretch of the imagination, but I mean, those guys are just, I guess Mark's better than Mike Williams and Keenan Allen ultimately right now in his career. But you understand my point from a wide receiver standpoint, like, come on.
Yeah.
He's got a box of rocks and Hollywood Soldier Brown to work with, right? Like, give him something. So, yeah, I mean, that's crazy. And I'm interested to see what Joe Burrow's deal looks like. And then after that, what is Mahomes' re-up going to look like?
Stupid. And also, does Lamar Jackson have any part of him when he's sitting around with his family or with his buddies go, like Jay just said in the thing, he don't have to share any of this with no agents. Does he kind of sit back and go, I told you guys?
Yeah, I don't know. I still think he would have made, I think he makes more money with an agent, even giving the money up.
He may have only if he got his deal done sooner.
A little earlier.
But he couldn't have gotten a bigger deal than what he
got.
Yeah,
no, that's true. Ultimately, that's true. You know. But I tell you what, man. I'm not a Patrick Mahomes fan. I think that the Chiefs hold every other play and it doesn't get called because it's Patrick Mahomes. Because it's ridiculous how long he holds. I mean, come on, dude. He holds the ball for 8 seconds a play. Like, you're telling me Orlando Brown Jr. doesn't play there anymore, but these guys aren't holding?
Well, yeah, I think there's holding it to some degree on every team, but I refuse to believe that Pat Mahomes gets preferential refereeing because if that's the case, then why do we even do this?
No, but what I'm saying is that you have to calculate for human error and biases. I'm not saying that it's like, hey,
okay.
It's like, hey, go ahead and don't call that one, you know, swallow the whistle on that. I'm not saying it's coordinated, but what I'm saying is that just like people would watch Jordan in awe, and would watch LeBron take six steps.
You think they get
steps.
Caught watching him as a fan and not being a ref?
Yeah, well, you see LeBron take six steps and then dunk the ball.
Now, I think it's different in basketball. I think there, to some degree, is some coordination when they say, don't call travel. There has to be.
Oh, like a league-wide coordination,
a league-wide,
right?
we're going to let that step back that everyone knows is a damn travel.
Yeah.
We're just going to let it happen because it's fun.
Right. But I'm just saying that every human that exists on the planet has a bias, has preferences, has, you know what I mean? There's innate favoritism that we all have.
Like, you hate agreeing with me. even when you
I don't mind
believe
agreeing
it
with
in
you.
Your soul, you still, I mean, it just, ugh.
Look, one of my favorite lines is 100%.
That's true.
I don't mind agreeing with you, but when I'm right, I know I'm right. I mean, it just is what it is, right?
Okay. So, all right.
But ultimately, all I'm saying is that I love his mindset about his deal, right? Like, he's like, same thing we talked about before, not changing my neighborhood. Like,
yeah.
I just want a legacy. Like, I'm not going to lie. I'm not that Lamar doesn't have that, but I'm like, I get excited when I hear players talk like that. You know what I mean? That's why I think we kind of talked about this off air. Like, it's interesting at a point to hear running backs complain about making $9 to $14 million a year when it's like, dude, that's so much money in comparison to the real world where, like,
right.
I can only have so much empathy towards you.
Dude, you know, you couldn't be – that came up. I don't know who I was talking to, and everybody looked at me like I was crazy. I was like, I don't give a dag on how much these running backs are making.
Yeah, it was DK.
That's right. DK looked at me like I was crazy. Yeah. And it's just like, yeah, I mean, I guess to their peers, you want to make what your market is, and I understand that. But I ain't losing any sleep if Austin Eckler's underpaid. Because the fact that everyone in this damn country is probably underpaid, or and everyone definitely feels like they're underpaid. That's definitely true. That's a guarantee. But most
workforce
people,
competence is a whole other conversation that we won't.
Yeah, right. But most people feel like they don't get as much as they deserve. I think that's a fair statement. So
that
of course,
three guys in the whole world got the money and they ain't sharing.
Exactly. Right? Like, so I get that why they feel that way, but I'm just saying, me personally, I don't give two hoots. Because they're making $10 million a year, $9 million, $8 million a year. It don't matter. Making a
and
hell of a lot more
ultimately, you're
than
playing
me.
A game.
Exactly. Like, and I think the pendulum will swing back because we've seen it. Defenses start drafting smaller, faster defenders. So then the offense flips the script, starts getting bigger, beefier, pushing you around. I do think their market will come back. But right now, it's in one of those valleys.
Yeah, DK is absorb the aggression. Absorb the aggression. That's what he's doing right now in the back. He's like, woo-saw. He's like rubbing his ear. I have a hard time disagreeing with a lot of that in it, in the substance of it. So, the running back room is going to be interesting. It would be interesting to see what this effect of Saquon, just like you said, going across the picket line will do to the rest of these guys, if it will start a chain reaction, what it will do to JK.
Well, let's get into JK.
Yeah.
Hold on. Pause, right? Is that what I'm supposed to say? I don't know. That didn't sound right. But JK Dobbins is apparently, some are rumoring on Twitter, or if that, I don't even know if it's called that anymore. You said it's called something different.
What's Twitter called? I forgot the new name.
Yeah, the symbol's totally different. It's just called X.
Okay. X, great. Right, thanks. Right. Thanks, so Elon. It took a lot of work.
Man, that's creative. It was a real think tank that came up with that name. But I think right now what some people are saying is that JK, and the reason why they signed Melvin Gordon, is that JK is prepared to do a hold in. Now, I don't know if this is just rumors, but what they're saying is that he'll show up to avoid the fine, but he's not going to participate to the degree that coaches would hope him to.
Spend some extra time in the training room, get a massage, and
because he doesn't want to get hurt. Da, da, da. Are you getting tired of this? Or are you getting a little sick and tired of JK? Because I am getting a little bit sick and tired of JK's antics. If this is true, if this is untrue, then I take it back, JK. But if this is really why they brought in Melvin, because this guy's up to some shenanigans, then I'm getting sick and tired of it because what has he done to earn this?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm with you. I'll tell you what. I am only saying this because Torrey Smith said this on Twitter not too long ago. Said if players are going to argue about what they're getting paid, they need to argue about. They can't also say, you can't talk out of both sides of your mouth. You can't say, I need the security in a long-term deal. And 3 years left of my deal, I'm underpaid. You can't do both. And JK's in a different situation because the collective bargaining agreement has set up the terms of his rookie deal, right? Like that was set up by them, right? So, but you can't do both, right? So which one do you want? You gotta, I feel like sometimes you can't have your cake and eat it too. And so, I'm a little exhausted by it. And I'll hope it's not true. The hard thing for me to establish an opinion about this with JK is that every time we hear, this is the first time, this is the first like go round of an offseason, we've heard JK complain about anything except production. The dude just wants the football. And every time he's had the football, he makes things happen. So it's hard to argue with that, too.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's this other stuff. And it's, yeah, I think this is ultimately what I'll say. If you guys haven't noticed this yet, Glenn and I think tend a little bit, trend a little bit towards like old school is what, yeah, I'll say. Like, dude, you signed on the dotted line. You got a job to do. Like, do your job. But ultimately, I understand he has some leverage here, and whatever works out best for him. I just, if I was his agent, I just don't think it's good advice. I don't know what the best advice is at running back, but souring the opinion of your coaches and teammates, which inevitably you are doing, maybe not all of them, but some of them, I just don't think is a good move.
No, no. I just don't see how this adds his value. I'm not saying
he more eye roll from DK back there.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure I don't have no problem with him wanting to get paid, but I just don't know where his leverage is. What, like, I understand it from, like, Saquon Barkley, although he crossed the picket line, I got where he was coming from. He was their entire offense. Their offense was hand the ball to Saquon and then throw the ball to Saquon. That was their offense. And then you look around Lee, you look at what Dalvin did. I mean, he put his body on the line, 4 straight 1,000-yard seasons. He's got something to stand on. JK has played 3 years. He's got 23 total games played. I mean, 1,300 yards in 3 years. I mean, one year was completely lost to injury, but I'm just saying, it's like, where does he, all he can point to is my yards per carry average. That's what he can point to.
Yeah.
But is that enough? I mean,
DK is typing an essay right now.
I can see the smoke just coming off the keyboard.
But look, ultimately, like, I this is the other thing that, hold on 1 second. Okay, let me see what DK says. DK says running backs don't need much practice to get going. The younger running backs are showing that. So you're talking about, like, with him holding in. So this is what I'll say, DK. I think that, and this actually goes along with what I was going to say, I have the really cool opportunity to work in a relatively small space. And not small, like, I work in cybersecurity. It's growing every single day, right? Like, cybersecurity is everywhere. I'm going to say it's small, but
I thought you were talking about your claw office.
Yeah. I work in a physically. I'm out of the clawfist now. Did you know that?
Are you out of the clawfist?
Yeah, I'm in the room now. I'm building out an office in here. That's right. But what I was going to say is that I've been in situations where I can easily burn a bridge.
Okay.
Easily, right? Like,
choose not to, right?
Yeah, I choose not to because I know the value of that bridge, whether I like it or not. The only reason I'm in the position I'm in today is because 3 jobs back, I did not decide to burn a bridge when I easily was well justified to do so. And that person referred me to where I am today. Right. So, like, sometimes you just have to understand what you're burning down and what the cost of that is. Yeah. So I don't know whether JK gets a deal done here or not. He's ultimately rubbing some people the wrong way. I want him to get paid. I want him to be a Raven. He's just got to be careful with the way he goes about doing it, is ultimately, I think.
Look at Le'Veon Bell, if you're JK. What did Le'Veon Bell just come out on Twitter and say? I messed up. I shouldn't have left the Steelers. I shouldn't have done it. And if I could go back in time, I would have never left. I think that's what JK will find if he continues down this path. It's just Juan says, if Keontae Mitchell goes off, then JK will practice. I think isn't it Kenton or what's his name? Oh, I don't think it's Keontae.
I think it's
Kenton.
Or maybe it's Keontae without the Y.
Keaton. It's Keaton. Keaton Mitchell. I mean, look, there's no doubt. If all of a sudden Melvin Gordon's looking good, and Keaton Mitchell and JK's
like, I better get out there.
I mean, not Justice, who I think we all are hyped to see what he's got in this offense. Yeah, he might want to get back out there, because the only thing that is in his favor right now, I think, well, there's a couple things. Gus not being fully healthy is a big help to him, JK, because if Gus is running out there and looking good, that's a problem.
Looking like a stallion.
Exactly, which we've seen a lot of that from Gus. But also the fact that Melvin Gordon, man, I can't get over this, 26 fumbles in 8 years. That's a lot of fumbles.
But look, you said it. I mean, maybe it's not Keaton, but like you said, if Justice takes this next step, he comes out looking even stronger, looking even faster, looking even hungrier, right? Like, that'll, like, one of those to JK, I think, real quick. Now, JK is also confident in himself and his ability and things like that. He's got to be, right? But yeah, I mean, I think it there's a lot of situations in which this doesn't look good for JK, and I think there's very few that it does.
Right.
Is ultimately I think the way I would counsel him, like if he were in this situation.
The best thing to do is show up and ball out. Is that not the best thing to do?
Yeah. Well, then running backs will say, I just got 1,000 carries and now
JK can't say that.
Right. No, he can't. Because he's gonna split
those other workhorses, like I said, they can say that, but JK hasn't been that guy.
Right. No, that's true. Let's see. Asmodeus the Notice says, can't have a stream and not give you guys McDoubles, McChicken. Just make sure you don't get it from New York, Massachusetts, or Connecticut.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that part. Like, is something going on in those states?
Yeah, that we don't know about. Is it like a political thing? Is it a McDonald's thing? Is it
an outbreak?
Yeah, is it? Ooh, let's hope not.
Yeah, I won't be. By the way, I almost had McDonald's recently for the first time in I can't remember how many years. And the reason being is this damn Grimace shake. This Grimace shake that's taken over, Glenn, apparently. What?
The Grimace shake has a quarter cup of sugar in it. A quarter cup of sugar. Well,
look, Jimbo, you'll be happy to hear. We got to McDonald's in the drive-thru. Okay. They just stopped selling the Grimace shake the day before.
Oh, thank goodness. Your heart and organs will all... Thank you.
Now, I did look it up and I made my son a Grimace shake at home, which is apparently vanilla ice cream with a handful of blueberries, handful of raspberries, and splash of milk blended up. That's the Grimace shake.
And way healthier just because you made it at home.
There we go. So, but I was this close to maybe getting some fries.
Could you imagine Cam playing his game on a quarter cup of sugar, Glenn?
I can because I hear him screaming through the walls when
he would come through the wall. That's the thing. Like straight
just
up
like the Kool-Aid man bursts.
He like
the wall.
Pushes back in his chair and he looks over and he's like, Dad?
Yes. Yes. Uh-oh. What have I done with that fear face? What did I just do?
Oh my gosh, this is awesome. I
appreciate it, Modius. Appreciate the
thank you. We appreciate the thoughts and the super chat. Absolutely.
But no, I mean, this is an exciting time. I mean, I can't wait. I'll be putting on the sunscreen, heading out to the stadium this Saturday. Hope to see you guys out there. If we can link up, take some pictures, that will be awesome. I know Jimmy will be excited to do so. We'll be out there with the fam. But yeah, I mean, I'm excited to see what this offense looks like progression wise. Because what's cool is we're going to see him on the 29th. So we're going to see him at the very end of this month. But then we're as late as the 16th. So we're going to be able to see what that, 17, 18 days does of practice time and how much progression we're seeing from, you know, just how clean it looks. Are we going to be seeing Coach yelling? Because I, from what I understand, we're going to be hearing Coach Monken. That's how vocal this guy
is. Yeah, that's exciting.
Like, I want to hear, is he brutal on him at the stadium? Does it get better as the – because we're going to go to a total of 4, and I hope to see you guys out there. But – I think it'll be cool to watch the defense continue to challenge the offense and to see how good this offense can get by week 1, learning an entirely new playbook.
Yeah, 100%. I can't wait for it, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. Make sure you guys join us. I figured out what I was going to gripe about, though, Glenn. I just want to gripe for a second.
Okay.
Great. You know what else makes me mad about football players sometimes? They complain about traveling? Talk to an NBA player, an MLB player. How about that? We're away from our family for 8 weeks out of the year. Dude, I'm away from my family for more than 8 weeks out of the year. Ask any sales rep that's in my... We're out of, like, 40% of my job, I'm on the road. So, like, dude, don't complain to me about 8 weeks, bro. Like, literally.
Not having it. Not having it.
No, NBA players and baseball players, whole different scenario.
And hockey.
And hockey, yeah. But, like, dude, you got 17 games, half are on the road. Cry me a river.
Yeah, I'm with you. The travel in the NFL is... much better than the other sports.
Yeah, so
much better. And not only that, I mean, look at what the travel is for, like, the minor leagues for the baseball players. So those guys got to do that on a bus, janky bus with no AC, not even getting barely enough food stipend to buy meals for themselves.
Their driver's the driver from Billy Madison.
Just stealing all their lunches. Sitting there eating all their lunches, laughing hysterically.
Oh,
I'll never forget that. That's one of the best. But yeah, I mean, this is an exciting time, man. I can't wait. I hope that the Ravens continue to impress us, as you know, every time we come, they have such a good setup for the kids. They have the usually some sort of free water. They'll have ice cream. They'll have Jimmy's famous seafood truck will be there.
I'll have my famous seafood truck.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. But yeah, this is going to be fun. But I think that's it for us tonight, Jimbo, unless there's something I'm missing.
That is everything. I just wanted to clarify, though, it's not like a bash JK session, but ultimately, it's a bit frustrating. It's just frustrating.
Yeah.
Like, figure it out, dude. Whatever it is, just figure it out. Quit griping and figure it out.
Yeah, I just I have a problem with the theatrics. Just show up, just do your, and you'll get paid. That's all I'm saying. You don't have to go to Twitter. You don't have to be doing a sit down, and you damn sure don't have to do a hold in. How awkward is that going to be if that's really what's going on? Just him sitting on the sideline watching his teammates practice and him not participate.
Yeah,
that would be. And I hope that those reports are wrong, because that would. But that would be unbelievable.
Man, I could never do it,
dude. Never, never watch my teammates.
Yeah,
there's. I don't care what the situation is. I couldn't do it. But yeah, that's it for us tonight. But we'll be back on Thursday, and we'll see you then.
See you.